But what if they're in a coma?
From time to time, someone will say, I have a friend or a family member who's in a coma. Is there anything we can do for a loved one who's in one of those sort of unconscious states?
You are communicating with those around you vibrationally, even more than with your words. So even though your loved one may show no signs of recognition, it does not mean that your communication is not being received on some level. You can even communicate with those who have made their physical transitions in what you call death. So do not assume that a seeming unconscious state has barred your communication. The primary reason why people remain in a coma or unconscious state is that they're seeking refreshment from the lackful thoughts that have been hindering them. In other words, while they have withdrawn their conscious attention from the details of their normal life, they are in a state of vibrational communication with their own inner being. It's an opportunity for refreshment, and it's often a time of decision-making, where they're actually determining whether they will find their alignment by returning to the non-physical, or whether they will awaken again back into their physical body. In many regards, it's not very different from being born into their physical body in the first place. Here's the best attitude for you to hold regarding such people. I want you to do what's important to you. I approve of whatever you decide. I love you unconditionally. If you stay, I will be ecstatic. And if you go, I will be ecstatic. Do what is best for you. That's the best you can do for them.
And so those people who are in a state like that for many years, they're actually doing what they want to do?
Most of them, if it's that length of time, made the decision not to return long ago, and someone in the physical overrode their decision and kept them plugged into a machine. But their consciousness has long gone and will not return to this body.